I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
For the longest time, I tried to keep it in, diba, na I was pregnant. I am pregnant. I tried to keep it in. Kaso nung in-announce ko na, butay na sunod-sunod na naman mag-post to si bakla. Wala talagang mystery sa buhay ko.
I don't know if I'm making sense even sa mga sinasabi.
Actually, hindi ako makakomment kasi nawala ako. Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Ina.
This is Yudes.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to
Dazzer.
Excuse me.
Nag-burp ka nun.
Narinig yung digay ko. Narinig ba? Ano ba yun? Kakakain ko lang kasi mga kapitbahay.
Ano ba yun? Hindi yan mysterious, te. Papansin yan. Ayun, mga kapitbahay. Alam nyo, before this, actually, parang ritual na namin yun. Before kami mag-record, nag-chichikahan lang kami about sa mga latest na nakikita namin, mga memes, ganyan, or mga issues. Bilang alam nyo, yung half sa amin dito, hindi naman half, parang si Yudes yung nasa gitna. Tapos ako matanda, tapos si Athena Gen Z. So nag-update-updatean kami ng mga nakita namin, ganyan. So parang kanina napag-usapan namin, kaya kami napunta sa topic na to, kasi napag-usapan namin yung nangyari kay Doja Cat, yung binulgar siya ni Noah. Na may crush siya dun sa isa niyang castmate. Tapos parang naalala ko kasi, may meme na mukha ni Doja Cat, tapos umiiyak. Tapos parang sabi, yung caption nun, yung gusto mo sana maging mysterious, pero actually papansin ka. So.
Alam mo, parang to me, hindi naman, I mean parang, I don't think there's anything really wrong na nagpareto siya doon sa bata. Naireto siya doon sa mas matanda.
Oh, pero kasi yung mali doon, yung blinast niya yung, I mean pala silang mali, I mean blinast niya yung bata. Parang bata yun, te.
Bata yun, te. Of course, hindi niya ma-realize yung ano, yung intricacies of not posting that online. Because to them, parang, oh, someone messaged me this. I guess it's free content. Alam mo yan? Yung
saka atin nangyayari sa kanya dati. Kahit hanggang ngayon, medyo, ngayon, syempre, in my 30s, hindi na. Pero, kahit nung in my 20s, may ganyan akong mga bubu na hindi ko alam. Yun, obviously, nasa kategory ako ng papansin. Hindi ko alam na secret pala.
May guess, naalala ko yung friend natin. Naalala ko dati na, di ba, dinamit mo siya, di ba? Tapos you went to UST and you met some of our friends, theater friends
there. Sabi ko, mukha siyang puppy. Ano ba yun?
Yung mukha siyang puppy. Tapos bigla niya sinabi,
sino to? Hindi ko maalala. Ako yung gaga.
Ikaw yung gaga na nagsabi na, ikaw yung girl kasi sinabi ni Poppy, kasi mukhang Poppy yung friend namin, na sinabi ni Poppy na nakating niya, and then everyone was quiet because nobody knew na nakating niya yung girl.
Oh my God, sorry. Sabi ko sa inyo, nasa category papansin ako. Okay, so mga kapitbahay, parang it got us thinking, kung saan category ba kami? Kasi diba, meron sa atin, yung gusto mo sana maging mysterious, pa-introvert, ganen. Pero actually, hindi mo mapigilan yung pagiging papansin mo. Not really papansin. I really think there are people sometimes na they kind of forget that, you know, the way that they handle things is not the way everybody does. And meron din naman mga ibabaliktad na parang akala nila outgoing na sila. Yun pala, parang, ba't siya nagre-react ganen. So, tinawag na lang namin siyang papansin tsaka pa-mysterious.
Yeah,
so, sino?
Yeah.
Oh, tamo ako naman dumighay, putang ina. Sino dito ang gusto mauna? Ikaw ba ay papansin or ikaw ba ay pa-mysterious?
Nagkahiya. Nagpapamysterious silang lahat, oh.
Ako, wait, sige, ako na mauna. Ako, aminado, obviously, ever since, papansin ako na gusto sana magpa-mysterious. Alam mo yung napatano ako eh, brooding, na matalino, ganyan. Pero wala, hindi ko talaga kaya. I can't, I can keep a secret, pero yung parang may mga bagay kasi sa akin na dapat outright sinasabi mo, secret to ha. Kasi nai-excite ako. Nai-excite ako. Kunyari, sinabi mo na, ang cute ni ganito, no? Gago, sasabihin ko talaga agad. May sabi na yun, cute ka daw. Dapat sabihin mo talaga sa, kasi ganun din ako. Pag may kinuwento ako, sabihin ko, secret
pag may,
to.
Pag may information ako na gustong i-funnel out to the people, sometimes ikaw yung tactic ko.
Ikakalat ko.
Ikakwento ko siya sa'yo para lang, pahapyaw. Then I know, mamimension mo siya dun sa group of people. Then I know.
I got into trouble na nito dahil dyan. Kasi, hindi ko na lang papangalanan. Parang, meron kasing isang grupo ng kids na ini-issuehan nila yung friend nila with the prof. Issue lang naman, parang si Gento, diba, type siya ni sabi natin, Prof. Y. Type siya ni Prof. Y, diba? So, parang naano ko yun, na-overhear ko yung convo na yun. Tapos na-mention ko dun sa prof. Sabi ko, Prof. Y, type mo ba si ano? Tapos nagalit siya! Nagalit siya. As in, super nagalit siya. Nag-demand siya ng public apology dun sa grupo. And I got them into so much trouble. Na parang,
oh my God!
Kept my mouth shut. Promise, ako na lang din yung nagtulay na sir, ano lang naman yun, parang teasing lang yun, ganyan, hindi siya, it's not a thing. Nobody thinks that you're, you know, you're a predator, it's just that parang niloloko lang nila yung friend nila. Pero grabe, I got into trouble with that. Tsaka ano din, parang when I meet people, gusto ko sana yung they'll think na I'm deep, I'm smart, pero hindi ate, bubulgar ko talaga buong buhay ko agad. Alam mo kasi ako, nung bata ako, yung ganyan, nung bata kasi ako, kami lang nanay ko, hindi kami ganyan.
Pero, you know, to be fair, and for a lot of people, I think outside your immediate circle, or outside yung sa circle ng mga people you frequent with, I feel like you're, ano, hindi naman super mysterious, but I feel like you've had, you have an intimidating air.
I'm pretty sure that's age. Parang,
really? Let's ask Athena. Let's ask Athena. I think Athena is a good reference because Athena knew you because of me.
Oh. Mm.
Parang, were you intimidated by Ina the first time? Did you find her a mysterious type? To be of a mysterious type?
No.
Oh, tamo!
Sorry, I stand corrected, Ina.
Walang mysterious dito kasi, di ba nung una ko kayong na-meet, ang dal-dal ko agad. Mm. Parang, huy, ganyan nga palang name mo. Yung ganun. Ako yung type na pagpasok ko sa isang circle, ako yung mag-i-introduce ng self ko agad. Hindi yung parang quiet si Water. Tapos, ganyan nga palang name niya. Walang ganun. Ako na.
So you're a dog.
Oo. Hindi. Ang description, kasi may group chat kami ganyan ng friends ko. Tatlo kami. So may isa sa amin dog, may isa sa amin cat. Yung description nila sa akin, bird. Kasi ganon. Parang, hey, hello, hi everyone.
Parang yun.
Andito na ako.
Parang, Ina wants a cracker.
Oo, parang, tapos ano pala name mo? Ganon ako. Parang, huy, ikaw, kuya. Ganon. Ano pala name mo? Ako si Ina, ganyan. At talaga dito, as in, ang...
Actually, may na-pick up ako na, ano, nagmagandang gawain na sa'yo ko na kuha.
Yung
sa pagkausap ng waiter, talaga you go out of your way to check their name tags para kausapin sila in their names.
Meron dati nangyari sa akin yan, parang impronounceable, charot, non-pronounceable. Parang
hard to pronounce.
Ayun, parang ang pangalan niya sa name tag niya, P-man. Tapos,
P-man?
Oh, gusto ko siyang tawagin, tapos hindi ko... Tapos nakita niya, may na-mouth ko yung pangalan niya. Sabi ko, Paman. Tapos lumabit na siya. Sabi niya, Ma'am, ako po si Piman. Nakita niya kasi yung mukha nga ko. Uy, kung nalalimutan ko na kung isang resto to. Pero Kuya Piman, oo. Naalala kita kasi ang bait niya talaga. Nakita niya nagsistruggle na ako. Yung mukha nga ko, Paman.
I think it helps that you're small so people are going out of their way to help you out.
Oo. So, tapos diba, ano, I think yung mga kapitbahay natin that follow me on Instagram, they know, they already know. Pero yung mga iba na hindi, for the longest time, I tried to keep it in, diba, na I was pregnant. I am pregnant. I tried to keep it in. Kaso nung in-announce ko na, butay na sunod-sunod na naman mag-post to si bakla. Oh, wala talagang mystery sa buhay ko.
Ate, yun na yung most mysterious time of your life.
Actually,
yung mag-time maglokohan, kasi kahit ang most mysterious time of your life, post ka ng post, mind ka ng mind dun sa mga ano, yung mga pregnant mommy group.
Di tsaka yung mga declutter group, pag member ka nun, makikita mo, alam mo, nag-attempt pa ako maging mysterious eh, kasi nag-message pa ako kay Leia. Hi, Leia. Kasi may gusto akong book na for babies. Mm-hmm. Tapos kasi pag ako yung nag-post, malalaman ng mga tao na buntis ako. So, minessage ko siya na, Leia, pa-post naman sa group na looking for itong baby book na to. So, yun, I parang na-bypass ko yun. And, you know, Leia found out I'm pregnant. Pag sumamin ako sa kanya. Pero, para naman akong tanga, if you are one of the 2,000 people na member ng mga declutter groups, tapos lahat ng minamind ko, crib, walker.
No mystery there.
No mystery there. Tapos na-upset pa ako pag nauunahan ako. So, yun. So, yung mga ganon. So, ito na yan. Tama ka, Athena. Sa lagay na to, the 5 months na hindi ako nagsabi outright na buntis ako, yun na yung pinaka-mystery.
Sa lagay na yan, araw-araw pa kami dyan nakausap na, guys, hindi ko nakuha yung crib.
Nakaka-upset eh. Nakaka-upset talaga. Parang meron ako nakitang, ano yun, yung taga-salo ng tagas ng breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Minine ko yun, tapos wala nina. Parang, hindi napunta sa akin. Ako naman unang nag-mind ganun. So, sa lagay na yan, mysterious na ako. Pero aminado ako, nasa category ako of team papansin. Okay, so sinong susunod sa atin? Are you papansin or pa-mysterious?
Ako pa-mysterious. Check it. Eto naman. Ayaw pumayag. Ayaw tanggapin ang sistema ko na mysterious talaga ako.
Gusto ko yung ikaw din. Gumanong
ka. I think kasi ang pinap pareho kay ni Ina ng ano, ng category.
It's an Aries thing.
I think
so.
Pag tumanda ka lang ng konti, ng county pa, mapupunta ka na dun sa aling madaling mawala.
Ano yun?
Sa aling madaling mawala stage.
Ano yung aling madaling mawala?
Alam mo, that's an archetype ng pagkatao na that's so good to have because madali ka makakahingi ng tulong. You know na walang sense of direction si Ina at madaling mawala si Ina. You've seen it in action. I've seen it in action so many times. And always, it is solved by Ina asking people. And people would always say, and people would not think twice of helping Ina because mukha siyang aling laging nawawala. Aling laging confused.
Nakita niyo, pinadala ko ba sa inyo yung ano? Wait lang, commercial. May ali, feeling ko pagod na siya. Tapos may dala siyang baby. Tapos umakyat siya ng van. Short lang yung clip, pero parang yun yung background doon eh. Umakyat siya ng van para matulog. Eh, private van pala yun. Tapos dala-dala niya yung baby niya. Tapos may nagsabi, ate, ate. Tapos nagmulat siya. Sabi niya, ba't ka nangigising? Sabi, natutulog ka ba, ate? Obvious ba? Kasi galit na galit siya. Tapos sabi ko, kawawa naman yung ate. Feel ko pagod na siya. Oh, so yun. Ako, Arina.
Ako, ano talaga ako? Papansin na tinatry maging mysterious kapag ka may bago siyang kakilala.
Ano yung mga paraan mo ng pa-mysterious?
Hindi, like kunyari nung pagpasok ko sa teatro, ano lang, tahimik at first, ganon.
Pero in-invite lahat sa debo niya.
Bago ka pa lang, no? In-invite mo lahat sa debo mo?
Oo.
Ulo.
Ma'am, yun yung ano, yun yung nagmarka sa amin ni Natalie noon. Kaya busit kami sa kanya noon. Yung parang hindi siya atin ng rehearsal. Pero lagi namin maririnig na, uy, photoshoot na ni Athena sa debut niya. Nakita mo? Oo, oh, ang ganda ng photoshoot niya. Sabi ko,
mysterious yard.
Mysterious yard. Kaya sabi ko, tangay na. Hindi naman bawal mag-debut si Athena. Pero kasi ang usapan, pupunta siya eh. Tapos last minute na wala siya.
Pero yun, may nakita ko, ano, may ka-teatro tayo na nag-journaling, tapos nag-uusap sila ng isa nating friend. Tapos nainggit ako kasi parang private yung pinag-uusapan nila. So sabi ko, ako din gagawa ko ng magandang journal. tapos mag-journal ako, pinupost ko din sa Instagram.
Naalala ko stage mo na yan, Arina. Yung andami-dami mong ballpen. Tapos may special highlighter ka pa. Ito yung pagsulat
ito yung akala mo. Ito yung akala mong ano, yung mysterious wave girl na nagjo-journal and then tapos pero pinopost din sa IG.
No, tapos tinagay ko pa yun yung ano, yung Tumblr. Kasi di ba pag nagta-Tumblr ka, medyo mysterious yun. Tinagay ko mag-Tumblr. Tapos di ko talaga kaya panindigan kasi wala din ako masulat. Kasi nga, hindi ko naman alam yung susulat ko. Parang di ako artsy, di ako keme. So sa Twitter ako nag-thrive.
Oo.
Sa Twitter dati, grabe. Eating lunch, gano'n.
Doing my nails.
Kung makikita na, editing my Twitter page. Yung Twitter, pag sa computer, pwede mo lagyan ng music.
MySpace yarn.
So, in-edit
yung background. Naalala ko pa yung time na yun. Ang dami mong pwede i-customize.
In-edit ko yung background. Tapos, every time na nag-edit, parang everyday at ako nag-edit ng background. Tapos, tinutweet ko din na na-edit ko yung background.
I just changed my Twitter layout. Hope you like it.
Oo, parang ganon. Tapos lagi dati ako sa Instagram, post-post ako ng OOTD always, ganon. Tapos nung nagka-jowa ako before, kunyari nag-away kami, like magpo-post ako ng ano, picture.
My jowa.
Magpo-post ako ng picture na nasa somewhere ako, nasa labas ako. Tapos magre-reply siya, sasabihin niya, asan ka? Tapos mga 5 minutes muna. Para sabi ko, hindi ko sasagutin kasi mag-aaway kami. Tapos after 5 minutes, sasagutin ko na.
Yung 5 minutes na yun, yun yung pinaka-mysterious niya.
Pinaka-mysterious. Wala pa akong mysterious type. Tapos yung ngayon, kunyari, di ba, bago akong jowa, parang alam mo yun, gusto ko low-key. Alam mo yun, low-key. Tapos, post din ako lang, post ng puke lang in, ha?
Sa Instagram story.
O, alam mo ako din, hindi ko kaya maging low-key jowa. Yung asawa ko, hindi niya sinasadya maging low-key kasi as a person, tahimik lang talaga siya, tsaka hindi siya mala social media. Pero kung ano yung kinalokey niya, puta ko, nabawang-bawi naman sa akin.
Gusto mo nga pag nagiging supportive, what they call this, nagiging supportive social media husband siya. Kunwari, mag-share ka ng ang haba-haba ng opinion mo, tapos parang, love you.
Gaganan siya, love you. O kaya ano, kunyari, nasa isa akong show, in-invite ako to talk, tapos FB Live, mag-comment siya doon, go mommy, love you po. Sinasabihan ko lang siya, huwag kang mag-comment na mga I love you. Abalin yung mga medyo relevant na.
Sira yung mystery, credibility ko eh.
Parang dati bumawi siya nung nag-host ako ng parang program for comfort women. Parang bumawi naman siya, parang yung mga comment niya doon, justice for our lolas, mga ganun.
Pakistado ng Japan na hindi pa rin nagagawad ng ano. Normal na apology para sa ating mga lola, ganyan.
Bumawi naman siya.
So, ako talagang papansin talaga ako. Like for example, nag-Boracay ako be. Wala na. Yung mga nakilala ko doon, kilala na nila ako. Alam na nila yung life story ko. Ganon, be.
Alam na nila kung paano ka nila sasaktan.
Feeling ko nga, Athena, buti wala ka pa nung time namin na. Kasi ngayon, di ba, medyo curated na mag-upload ng picture pag nagbabakasyon or nagpa-party. Do you remember this time, early Facebook? Parang sa isang gabi, lahat ng nangyari, ipopost mo sa isang album.
Oo.
Parang 100 photos.
Oy, ano ka, hindi, naabutan dyan ni Athena. Ipakita mo yung album mo, Athena.
Anong album?
Yung may mga edited pictures ka ng mga gabi-gabi mo, yung mga Prinsesa Maldita days mo.
Pero kasi diba dati, hindi na talaga ini-edit, talagang click and upload.
Yung ex ko merong ganon. Yung ex diba? na kilala niyong dalawa.
Talaga?
Click and upload.
Meron siya, tapos kasama niya sila Ate Nakre.
Mm.
Yun pa yung tinali ng bouncer sa chair si Ate Nakre. Kasi nga, tinali? Super basag.
Sobrang lasing ni Nakre. Tapos yung mga bouncer, nilagay siya sa ano, sa parang chair. Na yung chair, ang punchline, hindi siya yung regular chair. Yung velvet chair. Nakalagay so, so para talaga siyang reyna emperatriz na nakalagay sa ano, sa tawag dito, sa binubuhat talaga.
Tapos okay, yung ay, ang nakakatawa pa doon, hindi phone yung gamit. DSLR, be, galing. Nagpuma-party sila na naka-DSLR.
Oh, oh, oh my God. Meron ako nalala more ko, flashbacks na mga
ganyan. Nalala ko yung face ng ex mong yan. Everywhere dala niya yung DSLR niya.
Point and upload.
Oo. Tawa sa mga picture kasi may mga picture na yung sumusuka. Tapos yung nagpipicture sa sarapan ng fountain. Ganun.
Yeah, naubutan ko yun. Although I was never able to upload because I didn't have a camera phone back then. I only had a camera phone na good for uploading was, I think, third year college na.
Alam niyo, dati nag-try pa ako magpaka-mysterious eh. Kasi parang, syempre may pick me girl face ka na parang, ayoko mag-post ng mga outfit, tsaka ng selfie because only parang girls that are not like me do that. Pero alam mo, na-realize ko, parang dumating ako sa point ng buhay ko na, ba't ko ba tinotorture yung self ko? Ang cute ng outfit ko. Parang try pa ako mamamysterious. Hindi ako ganon. Hindi ako magpo-post na ang ganda ko. Pero, tangin na bakit ko sinasaktan yung self ko? Ang ganda ng makeup ko today.
Ano? The easiest choice was ano, embracing my pagpapapansin.
Yes, that's true. Totoo yan. Parang na-realize ko na bakit ko sinasaktan yung self ko. Eh, papansin naman talaga ako.
Yung parang just to belong. To belong sa like cool group.
Yeah. Ganun kami. Kaming mga Aries, mga papansin kami.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ikaw, Yudes. Nasabi mo na kanina to eh. Oh.
I like to say na papansin ako, pero I feel like it's not enough.
Ngayon ko lang nangil ako nakarinig na hindi enough. Hindi kasi enough mapapansin ako.
No, kasi...
Uy, very papansin yon.
Hindi, kasi I really try because I really made an effort because I've been told many times na a lot of people find me intimidating and it's not I'm intimidating. Ha ha ha. It's
maybe
not, it's
also
not that.
Yung, ano, yung mukha mo din eh.
Sorry na.
Not like that. Yung parang ano, yung may resting bitch face ka ata. So parang people think na they, you know, you don't wanna talk to them, ganun.
Alam ko lang mukha akong dead kid. I think that's what I'm very sure of. Mukha akong dead
kid. Ano ba yung dead kid? Sorry, parang second time ko na narinig dito.
Parang no expression.
Ah.
Deadpan. I think deadpan.
Ayan, yan.
I think very deadpan kasi itsura ko. It's as if I'm never interested in anything. But I am. I really make an effort, promise. I really make an effort in order.
Pero nung bata ka ba, Yudes? Introvert ka?
I don't think so.
Alam mo, hindi na ako naniniwala sa mga ganyan mong sagot eh, kasi hindi ka sure.
I don't think so. I don't think I was an introvert. You know, I didn't grow up with, I tried to play with other kids. I really did. But it never just really did work out for me. So maybe I'm the problem. But yeah.
Oh, isang category ka, Yudes. Mukha kang mysterious.
I feel like for most people, they would call me mysterious. But I really think I'm not. I really think I'm not.
Oh. Kasi parang ako din nung first time kita na meet, medyo friendly ka naman. Ay, alam mo yun, parang may duality yun eh. Nung first time tayo nag-meet, you were really parang socializing with me na, hi, I'm Yudes, ganyan yung my name means this. Tapos, kinakausap mo ko. Pero kasi, pag tinitignan kita, parang ang sungit naman nito. Parang gano'n.
Balaga, nasungitan ka sa akin.
Yung oh face mo kasi, me. I really think it's really the, yung mata mo. Yung mata niya ba, Tina, parang masungit? Hindi.
Ako nung na-meet ko si Kuya, feeling ko talaga mysterious siya. Kasi like, nung first meet ko sa kanya, everyone was like, ala si Kuya, andito, nandiyan si Kuya. Parang everyone was like, parang natatakot kay Kuya Yudes noon. Tapos like, parang siyang alta-alta pa noon nung na-meet ko siya. Kasi parang it was like an event, anniversary. Tapos nagpapapirma ng signatory. Tapos natatakot silang lahat na magpapirma ng signatory sa'yo.
When I was giving my signature for free.
Sabi ko sa'yo yun, Zay. May ano yun eh. Parang may divide yun. I really think approachable ka naman. Pero yung mukha mo talaga.
You have a resting... Hindi, you have a
resting aura mo, face.
Yung aura ni Kuya parang ano, intimidating keme, ganon. Parang may ano ka lang, aura.
And you know, at one point, tinanggap ko naman na yan. Pero at the same time, may nagpupumiglas talaga na part sa akin na, guys, alam niyo, hindi naman ako intimidating talaga. I'm just...
Pero that's what all intimidating people say.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Pero yun, I mean, kasi ano, si Kuya Yudes naman kasi, papansin siya pag naging friend mo na siya. Pero pag hindi pa friend, mysterious siya. Ganon.
Kasi nga naka-resting bitch face ka pagpasok mo pa lang eh, parang
at saka serious ka serious kasi like na naka-work mode eh. Ganon.
Oo.
Pero siguro if some people met you pag sa kunyari po a party ka, which you know never happens, so like
so that never
happens. Oo, isa pa yun, diba? Kaya ka mysterious kasi di ka naman po ma-party.
Oh, like you don't go out for, I mean, kasi ikaw yun, di ka talaga, you don't go out for like fun na
pwede nagpo-post ano naman ako ng selfie ko. Hindi pa pa. Hindi pa ba? Hindi pa yun sa category ng ano na, ng mas open up and more amiable people. Grabe, ang hirap. Kasi yung hirap selfie, naman.
Yung selfie mo pa rin serious, Char.
Eh kasi ko yung ano din, pagka nagka-caption ka, it's like very serious.
Wait, grabe kayo.
Alam mo, Yudes, kung kami ni Athena, tinanggap namin, papansin kami. Tanggapin mo na.
Be serious.
Papansin ako. Nagwala eh.
Oo, kasi, totoo naman yun. I think for all of us, pag naging friend mo din naman talaga kasi yung tao, nagbabago yung pananaw mo sa kanila. I'm pretty sure yung mga kapitbahay ganun din. On the outside, si Yudes, he looks like he's a really serious, he's one of the serious members ng Kudasers. Pero pag nakinig ka actually nung podcast, I mean, may mga times na serious si Yudes, may mga times na sobrang kanal niya din. So, I think yung mga, yung ganun, napapansin, pa-mysterious, that's one aspect of our ugali. May mga times din naman na kaya din naman natin siguro magpaka-mysterious. Especially
but I have to say, you know, playing the role of the not mysterious stuff, it's really exhausting on my end.
Hindi ka talaga papansin.
just going na doon sa nuance lang din ng conversation na parang, I think everyone has the equal parts in themselves, but I think some people are just more predisposed to one aspect or the other. Pero ako ang question ko, ano yung mga, what would you consider the pros and cons of being, you know, for the lack of better term, papansin?
Pag quote-unquote papansin ka, ano yun, I think pwedeng good and bad yun eh. People easily approach you, but at the same time, bad siya kasi sometimes some people think they can just approach you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Alam mo yun, yung parang hindi naman tayo close, pero parang you're expecting this level of friendship from me.
Mm-hmm.
May ganun, it happens to me a lot, na parang, hindi ko naman to ka-close, bakit niya kami ni message ng ganito or bakit nagde-demand siya ng ganitong type of attention from me. When it's because I think I let myself out there a lot. I mean, on a good end naman, may mga times na nagulat ako, especially now that I'm pregnant, na may mga mommies out there na dahil napapansin ako, diba, I've always posted about our problem before sa concealing. And when I finally got pregnant, sobrang daming nag-message sa akin na we've been following your story, we want to give you, parang gusto namin ipamana sa iyo yung mga iba naming baby stuff. And that's good. Pero at the same time, yung opposite end doon, yun talaga, I don't want to mention specific stories na, yung mga hindi ko naman sila talaga ka-close, but because you know, I put myself too much out there, people think that I'm a friend for all. Tapos, kukulitin nila ako, parang magde-demand sila ng gantong level ng friendship sa akin, na parang, ha, wait lang, di tayo close. But because they think that I'm close to everyone, and I tell my part of my life, important parts of my life to everyone, parang animatic friends na tayo. Parang gano'n. So, ang weird ng mga gano'ng tao minsan. So, gano'n. Ikaw, Athena, anong pros and cons kayo ng pagiging papansin?
I think yung pros, madami akong friends na nami-meet na new people because, you know, I put myself out there. But then, ang con nun is I put myself in dangerous situation. Like, ooh, a lot of times. Kasi, because I opened myself up to people. Then, so I put myself out there. They know how to hurt me, and they do, because you know some people you meet are assholes. So like yun.
And that's just the trade-off of meeting people.
Ang pangit na gagamitin pa nilang bala sa iyo yon. Oo. Tsaka ano? Meron ba ako naisip na isa? People assume a lot about you. Na parang for example, mahilig ako magkwento, di ba? Na nawala ako or hindi ko gamay to. I mean, of course, I will always make kwento about the funny things that I encounter. Di ba nga maraming nagsasabi sa akin, ang dami mong funny experience, no? Sabi ko, I don't know, probably dala yan nga kasi nga I'm overly friendly. But then at the same time, a lot of people automatically assume, yung mga hindi ko ka-close lalo na, and sometimes tragically, even the people I'm close with, they assume that I'm really, really dumb. They really do. They infantilize me, they treat me like I'm stupid. Kasi lagi ako nakikwento or lagi akong nagpapapansin about, alam nyo nangyari sa akin to today because I was so stupid. Ha 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 ha.
May gago kayo, former USC chair yan si Ina.
Yun, I even had close friends like that na naging close ko sila and then they really, really treat me like I'm dumb. Because I like to, yun, papansin ako about, uy, ha ha ha, I'm so dumb. Pero, uy, I'm not that dumb. Alam mo yun, don't talk down to me because hindi ako ganong katanga.
Yung level, ano na, Ina, I'm going to say this very slowly so you understand.
Sabi ba, ganun akong naging friends. Na parang, bakit ang tanga mo? Ginagano nila ako. So parang ako, no, I understand the concept, okay? Parang yung mga iba kong kwento lang yun. But, you know, that's not a whole representative of. Yeah, I think that's the gist of it. Yung pinapapansin mong side mo is not the whole representative of your side.
Yes, yes.
But people take that as it is. So they assume a lot of things about you. Ayun. Ikaw naman, Yus, on the opposite end, yung you're you know, quite mysterious to others. Ano yung pros and cons nun?
I think the pros is I don't need to be accessible to people I don't need to be accessible with. Ano man.
True.
But I think on the opposite end of it, I think I miss out on a lot of great relationships. I'm not talking about romantic relationships, but I think, you know, different types of relationships as friends and those kinds of good stuff. Because they assume that, well, actually, even romantically, I'm pretty sure I've missed out on a lot of potential relationships in the past because they thought that I wouldn't date someone like them or I wouldn't be friends with people like them. I once had I knew he liked me. I think he wasn't being subtle about it, but at the same time, all this time, he never...
Wala siyang natatanggap from you. Parang gano'n.
It's not that, but, you know, and for a while, I've been pushing, hey, para if you want to, then we can. And then only, it was only years later na, you know, we were able to talk about it. He's in a relationship now. And then I asked him about it, you know, before, I knew you liked me and you could see, and I'm sure you could see that I was very open to, you know, us being together or giving it a chance. Why didn't you? Then sabi niya, well, I didn't think na I'd be the guy you'd like to date. Sabi ko, huh? What gave you that idea? And then sabi niya, well, you're from UST. And now you're in UP. What
grabe
your...
namang discrimination.
Now, parang what, ano, sabi niya, what chance do I have? And then secondary is, parang, look at
guys,
me.
Yung mga nasa UST tsaka UP, gumagamit din po kami ng mga uwoo, mga gano'n. Huwag niyo po isipin na, no?
And then, you know, that gave me, when he said that, I had to tell him, you know what, that's very disappointing because I think you assume you knew me, but I think now I see that you didn't know me enough to realize that those things didn't matter to me. Alam mo yun, parang I wouldn't date anyone just because, you know, they're not from the big four. Parang, my God, sabi ko.
Pero nangyari na ba sa'yo yung ano, akala nila hindi ka interesado kaya hindi ka nila in-invite? Kasi nangyari yun sa isa kong friend, nagtampo siya sa amin.
Yeah, of course, andami, ilang beses na.
Oh.
At some point na parang, syempre may tampo, but eventually kinda, to save me and them heartbreaks, I have to admit that, you know, I don't blame them because they probably would have, I probably would have said no either anyway. But then, you know, it still would be nice if they asked, diba? Uh-huh. The thought of being included. But at the same time, that's one of the things I learned. And it's not something I give this as an advice for other people, but I'm sure not a lot of people would, you know, take it so easily. But it's not your responsibility to make me feel better about myself.
For everyone, that's true. Nobody is responsible to... If you feel bad, sometimes you have to evaluate kung ikaw ba yon.
Yeah, alam mo yun. Parang, yes, it's nice to be included, but you know, they've already asked many times. And
hindi ka rin pumapayag.
And I cannot obligate them to put me as part of the equation for the night. Alam mo yan.
Pero nangyayari sa akin yan on the opposite end. I get a lot of, this is not a flex. It's not a flex. It's just a matter of fact. I get a lot of invites for a lot of events that people think I'd be, magi ka dito, or tara, it will be fun if you're there. Pero you know, putay na pare, I'm 35 and I'm exhausted. No, I don't want to be there. Tapos, alam mo yan, and sometimes I'm guilty na shit, di ko sila sinipot. Parang yun naman yung downside na natin na hindi ko sila sinipot. Diba? Kasi nakapagod.
But I guess at the same time, another pro of being quote-unquote mysterious or falling under that category is you don't get a lot of attention from people too, for better or worse. Sometimes I get attention because some people just develop a natural antipathy for me. Natural antipathy.
And I think somebody who's mysterious is always attractive, I think. Because you really want to know. You really want to be friends with that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You really want to know who that person.
But at the same time, yun nga, but it's either I inspire, this is going to sound like a flex, but it's not. I'm just finding a good way to phrase it. It's either I inspire desire or hate without apparent cause.
Yeah, but can nila hate?
Maybe they see me as someone who's a little bit stuck up in their ass.
Maybe who
thinks I'm all that. Maybe they're right. Alam mo yan. One of my anak-anakas asked me, Kuya, what do you feel about people that hate you? Sabi ko, you know what? I don't blame them. If they hate me, they probably have a very good cause for it. But at the same time, alam mo yan, parang, if they do hate me, for me, the onus to fix that is not on my end na. Because I cannot fix what I'm not aware of. If they hate me for something that I'm exuding or something that I'm doing, unless I'm aware of it, I cannot really do something about
it. I think pagpapansin ka din, a lot of people hate you kasi nga papansin ka. I've come to terms with the fact that I'm out there. I'm probably somebody's annoying Facebook girl. I'm like 8 people's annoying Facebook girl. Because I like... hey guys, I'm here para mag-provide.
Ikaw na yan. Ikaw siguro yan. Nasa subtweet na ano, ng desiderata. Stay away from loud people. They're vexation to the city.
Akayan.
Pero yeah, I've had messages from guys na I would say na, I don't know. It's just, I just want to get to know you better. You know, ganong messages na, you know, which I appreciate, you know. Desire is desire is desire. Attention is attention is attention. One way or another, especially if it's positive attention, it's one way or another, you will appreciate it.
Can I share something on the opposite end of that? Yung getting to know somebody who I thought was mysterious. I'm not saying this is huge, but this has happened to me several times. In terms naman to of people that I get attracted to. Hindi ko sinasabing ganito si Yudes, guys. Pero ilang beses na nangyari sa akin yan yung when I tried to get to know somebody who I thought was mysterious. And then when I met them, there was nothing, parang there's nothing there. Mas na disillusion talaga ako nung...
I think that's the con then of being con. Thought ng mysterious when you don't live up to your mystery.
Guys, I can assure you naman all, you lives up to the mystery. Pero yung mga iba na parang, ito na yun. ito na yun.
Hindi, parang ano, ang reaction din, atahimik lang pala siya.
Na para sa sabi ko, akala ko pa naman kailangan magdala ng floaters. Mas maba ano pala, isang... Hindi pa pala lagpas ng ano ng
mga ano pala kiddie pool lang pala. Yun,
but I think that's also a con if you're always thought of someone mysterious and then when they get into the pool parang
but not to say na si Yudes yun na or actually it might be imposing pressure on mga kapitbahay na ay shit pag mysterious pala ako kailangan to ko. You know what? It again, magbo-boil down tayo sa sinabi ni Yudes. Hindi mo responsibilidad yon. That's who you are, I think. And of course, you have to be careful of not hurting people. But, you know, to live up to certain expectations when it's hurting you, I think that's when you draw the line.
I had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah.
I had a friend once, or I knew someone na sabi niya na, I thought you were this, I thought you were that. Sabi ko. And then, I had to...
Kala ko sabi mo, mama mo, charot.
mama mo mysterious. Then I told him na, I guess I'm sorry if I set up that kind of expectations, but this is it. This is it. This is what I am. This is who I am. If for some people, it might look like it's grand, but you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. And if you're disappointed, then I'm sorry I didn't measure up, but there's nothing I can do. This is who I am. Yun yung sinabi ko sa kanya. And I think, I don't know, the next step is yours to make because I cannot fulfill those expectations on my own. Yun yung sinabi ko. I had to learn it the hard way. I lost people because of that.
But you know what? I think it's really not your responsibility. Ang hirap, no? It's always... very exhausting to be existing for others.
Oh, I think
the approval of others.
Even as a papansin, or even as that gregarious friend, no? You people will always think you will have all the patience in the world.
Oh.
Or all the positive energy in the world. But I think, you know, of course, at one point, mapupundi ka rin.
Na-notice ko yun. I think it comes with age. Parang pag lumalabas kami, and then people are literally pushing me na, Ina, ikaw naman. Ina, do this. Tapos parang, oh my God, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do it. It happened recently. It's not to say na I hated it when it happened. Parang may one night na video kay Naitata sa isang bar. And I usually sang there because it was fun. But that night, I was just so goddamn exhausted. Tapos pinupush nila ako na, Ina, kanta ka naman next. Kanta ka naman next. Tapos parang out of...
Jokebox City.
Tapos after some time, parang naobliga ako. Pumila ako ng song. But then somebody took my song and sang it. So parang I was thankful. Tapos parang tinatanong nila ako, Ba't di ka kumanta? Sabi ko, hindi, somebody took my song. Ha, sino? Parang ilagay natin ulit. Sabi ko, hindi, okay na. As in, parang, no worries. I'm not mad. Parang ganon. It's just that I'm very tired tonight. And then it will... Ayun pa yun eh. Sometimes some people think you have unlimited energy. And they can't believe it if you're tired.
Mm.
Parang ikaw, napapagod. Parang ako, ano ba? Hindi ako robot, ano ba?
Then, alam mo, you know, for the purposes of this conversation, I think one of the point there is, I think there's always that allure to become the mysterious type or to be want to be seen as mysterious because, you know, it implies a certain degree of desirability because mystery is enamoring.
Mm.
I think that's always the case there. But at the same time, I think let's not put too much pressure. I think that's the idea there, no? I think for most of our conversations, whatever it is, I think that's always the idea is the world already puts too much pressure on us on a lot of things that don't matter. So I think on our own, we need to, the idea there is to unlearn the kind of that kind of pressure or to unload that kind of pressure from ourselves. And at the same time, this also goes out about, you know, I always joke around about that I'm boring ko na with Nakre.
Mm.
You know? But at the same time, I've come to embrace that kind of brand. The boring kind of brand. I've come to embrace it in more ways than one because it's not that I'm unwilling to change, but it is what I'm predisposed to. Alam mo yun, I think now Toto is learning that kasi after 3 months, diba, pag may pinapakilala niya ako sa mga close group of friends niya and they usually party or they meet out, I usually say yes because, you know, it's the first 3 months we got back since we met each other again. So, and I really want to see his close group of friends. So I said yes. So I've been out for a couple of months, but now, I mean, I think na-meet ko naman na yung mga important people in his life, yung mga ride or die niya, kumbaga. I'm already at that stage wherein na I'm already saying no dun sa mga yaya niya sa labas. Yeah, parang kanina, before this, dapat they're going to watch Thor. And I said, no, I can't go. It's Saturday, I'm recording, plus after that, I just want to rest to get my energy and prepare for the next week or what for whatever it is that's the problem. And just dedicate myself into whatever it is that I want to do for the rest of the day. And I think that's also a good thing for the kids, for our listeners there. Na, alam mo yun, if you're the mysterious type, if you're the mysterious, boring type, that's okay. That's okay. That's just one part of you. You find your own brand of fun. And, you know, when you're around with good friends, those friends will appreciate you for what you are. Anong klase man yung trip mo sa buhay. Because I think that's the great thing about the present generation right now. I'm so happy na right now weirdos are being celebrated in more ways than one on film. And I don't know the figures. Maganda siguro if we ask teachers din or kung may mga kakilala tayo teachers, di ba? Kaya kamusta na ngayon yung mga treatment ng mga estudyante sa mga, you know, mga outcasts dati sa klase. Yung mga weird people, quote-unquote weird people. Kasi before talaga, it was very stratified. That mean girls kind of thing. That was true during our time. But I don't think that's strictly the case now. I don't know if I'm making sense. Even sa mga
actually, hindi ako makakomment kasi nawala ako.
I'm just saying that
log
right now.
Log Bekenemen. Ay, no. Log ba ako? BLDT. Hindi alam.
I'm just saying that, you know, whatever you are, whether you're the mysterious type or, you know, the funny type or the gregarious kind of friend or the big character, you know, I think embrace it for what you are, but at the same time, just open yourself to new experiences. And at the same time, I'm also giving props to the present generation right now because I think they're more accepting. I saw a Reddit post, actually. I saw a Reddit post wherein she's a teacher. I think she's from the US or the UK. Na parang ngayon, weird kids are now having platforms in schools because during our time, during that mean girls class trope thing, that was very true. That was very true. The weird kids didn't have a chance at the social sphere. But now they have a chance. They have a good chance to be known, to be embraced by the community. I remember crying at this video. I don't know kung nakita niyo yun. I think it was in Australia. Basta batang nagvo-vogue. Bata nagbo-vogue siya. Parang, ano, malusog siya na bata. Tapos nagbo-vogue siya, nagsispit. Tapos yung buong school, chini-cheer siya.
Mm.
I don't know kung nakita niyo na yung video na yun. Pag nakita yung video na yun, i-share ko sa group. And to me, that was just so heartwarming. Here was this very big, this big kid, and I don't know, maybe he's queer, maybe, because he's very into the voguing thing, you know, they're doing it with much passion and gusto that they must be queer. I don't know, and that they give off that impression, and the school was cheering for them, and that was very heartwarming for me. Anyway, yun sa akin.
Again, I think yung heart nung pinag-usapan natin, no? Alam niyo naman kami, una mga papansin muna pag-uusapan namin, and then sa dulo may onting lesson. So yeah, I think just to summarize everything, don't put that much pressure on yourself. I think if you are who you are, kung papansin ka, you embrace it. If you're mysterious, you embrace it. But at the same time, don't give in to, you know, parang pressures na, ah, dapat mysterious ako, dapat tag mo rito, dapat papansin ako, so dapat I'm supposed to be this way. And also on the opposite end, your friends, they're human. So if they're, you know, they don't feel like being papansin today, I don't think, you know, you can pull them out of that. So yun lang naman mga kapitbahay. We're just sharing to you yung parang mga quote-unquote tropes kung saan kami pumasok. But at the same time, ang nasabi na nga din ni Yud, ngayon, especially with the advent of social media, mas nagwa-widen na yun. Na it doesn't mean that you're papansin. You can't be also mysterious. If you're mysterious, you can't be also very friendly. So yun, mga kapitbahay, basically, you do you, okay? But just
and
don't...
at the same time, I just want to give out this, ano. Sometimes an openness and a kind of certain kind of sweetness and warmth is mysterious for some people.
Baka medyo scary yan. Yan yung mga tipong mabait lang yan ngayon, pero pag nagalit yan,
I think, like for me, I feel like the one of the reasons I'm drawn to people like you and Athena is because to me it's so mysterious to have that kind of energy.
Hindi mo alam kung lagi kaming happy or sa totoo lang sarcastic kami. Charot.
No. I think it's, to me, it's a beautiful mystery to have that kind of degree of openness, to have that kind of energy and warmth for a lot of people. And I think and on the opposite end then, for some people, you know, the mystery invites a certain kind of warmth then. Alam mo yan? Yung parang nakwenta ko nga na for some people, they find themselves opening up to me. I mean, sa pagkukwento. not that opening
up. Sa ibang open. Ibang klaseng. Hindi po ganon.
Diba? Yung parang sa isa mga napakwento ko, sometimes I would be just surprised that people would just tell me about their secrets or things that bother them. That I would wonder, now, why are you telling me this? You could tell this to Ina. You could tell this to
Hindi,
Ina.
Hindi, pagkakalat ko daw.
Or you could tell this to other, I don't know what you call this, other gregarious friend or a warm friend for all. Sabi niya. No, but I feel like I could trust you. Yung ganon, yung mga ganong bagay in this regard. Or I feel like you could say something about this. So I think it balances, the world finds a way to balance out whatever it is that we have. And yeah, I think, you know, just expand your social circles and get to experience as many people as you can as friends.
Think that's sometimes the cutest combination. Eh. Yung sa isang barkada, may half na sobrang ingay nila, tapos may half na parang quiet lang si Water. Kahit sa JC ganyan, di ba? Merong yung laging nag-uusap, parang silang dalawa na lang. But, you know, the people who are quiet in the GC are actually listening. So it's such a cute mix to see. So ayun mga kapitbahay, we're just, you know, reminiscing and thinking about, you know, our own personalities. Kayo, if you wanna share with us, papansin ka ba or pa-mysterious ka ba, share nyo naman sa amin yung mga times na trinay mo magpaka-mysterious pero actually papansin ka. Or kunyari, if you're really the type of mysterious person and yung alam mo yun, yung mga balakid na hindi ka maka-reach out minsan sa ibang tao because they really think you're mysterious, you could share that with us. You could always tag us sa Twitter. It's at Kudazzers. It's, how do you spell Kudazzers?
That's KUDAZZERLS.
Yes. And also you could, you know, tag us sa stories or tag us sa Instagram. Also sa Facebook din. Sumali kayo sa group. You can like, please like us on Facebook. It's also Kudazzers. And you could also join yung pamilihang bayan ng barangay Kudazzers. Yun. Mars, please naman. Gusto ko lang to sabihin ha. Sagutin nyo yung mga tanong kasi binabasa namin sila and it also protects us all. And please follow the rules kasi I think kakatanggal ko lang na isang member na nagla-live sell. My God, nakalagay sa rules po, no selling anything. We're just a group. We're sharing memes and funny things and, you know, life perspective sa isa't isa. So, wag po tayong pasaway. And also, you could also follow us on TikTok. Alam nyo guys, hindi kami masyado active sa TikTok kasi nga, syempre, hindi kami Gen Z, kakarabihan sa amin. Pero alam nyo, naglulurk kami sa TikTok. So masaya kapag pinafollow nyo kami doon. And of course, we would also love and like to thank Podcast Network Asia. Alam nyo, Podcast Network Asia, ilang years na kaming papansin. Pero tanggap nyo pa rin kami. Thank you, Podcast Network Asia, for always accepting us, whether papansin kami or pa-mysterious. Kasi hindi, alam mo yun, hindi pumapalya yung support nyo sa amin. And also support our co-affiliates. You just go to the Podcast Network Asia website and then you can listen there sa lahat ng members ng Podcast Network Asia. The topics are a wide range. So, you know, marami kami mga co-affiliates. So, go give them a listen. So, I think yun na yun, ano? So, ang dami nating na-reminis today about sa pagiging papansin natin at pagiging pa-mysterious natin. So mga kapitbahay kayo, just share your stories with us, alright? So, before we end, this is Ina.
This is Yudes.
And Athena here.
And y'all just listen to...
Dazzers.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.